In our RadioSaintPete.com spotlight today, NFL veteran Lige Dusable. Now in retirement as a broadcaster, Lige is giving back through the Lige Dusable Foundation and is here to talk about a fundraiser coming up on March 29th. But first, let's meet Lige Dusable.
So I'm a Tampa native. I went to Lakeland High School my freshman year and then transferred to Alonzo High School. Mm-hmm. And then, as you stated, after I left Alonzo High School, I went on to the great University of Central Florida, UCF Knight, you know, where I had a great career there and really found a passion in, in broadcasting. And that's what I do now that I just finished, playing in the NFL after 10 years. I'm into broadcasting. I'm, working with NFL Network, CBS Sports, SNY in New York, and it's been a real blessing, and it's great to, be able to go to school and find what your passion is at such a young age, because we know at that age, your head's all over the place. You know what you really want to do, and I was blessed enough to find out that was my passion. But, yeah, as you said, I went to UCF, went to the NFL, and had a great career. I mean, it was a blessing to be an undrafted free agent and to be able to play a decade in this game was amazing. 2009 was when I first started playing. My whole rookie year, I was inactive. And a lot of people don't know this. On a 53-man roster, only 46 players actually play on game day. My freshman year was kind of like a redshirt year in the NFL. Oh, not freshman year, but my rookie year was kind of like a redshirt freshman year in college. Where, I sat back and went to practice every day and learned from some of the veterans. And, I played for the Giants, and our team was stacked. We had Justin Tuck, Barry Cofield, Fred Robbins, Ocean Yeomanura was on that team, Matthias Kiwanuka. So all these guys were playing in front of me, and it was good to, I wanted to play. The competitor in me definitely wanted to play, but it was good that I was able to sit back a year and learn from some great veterans and guys like Antonio Pierce, the guy that was kind of like me, undrafted guy, ended up playing more than a decade in the NFL. It was good to just sit back and learn from those guys and learn how to be a pro. You hear people talk about that all the time, being a pro, and there was no better group of guys to learn from in that New York Giants system with Tom Coughlin than the guys that were in front of me. And even though I really wanted to play, it was a blessing in disguise that I didn't play and that I was able to learn from them guys, and it really prolonged my career.
And then the path took you to Jacksonville, to Tennessee?
It did. I went to Jacksonville, and that's when I kind of really made my name for myself. And it was good because I was able to get some of the home fan base from Orlando, because it was right around the corner, to come and support me. I had a great fan base in Jacksonville, being so close to Orlando, since I went to UCF, and that was right around the corner from there. And that's when my NFL career kind of really took off. My third year is when I started really, becoming a name in the NFL and making plays. And fourth year of mine, I really kind of really took off. It was a blessing to be able to be so close to my family, have them be able to come out to every home game. Mm-hmm. And after my fourth year, I signed a deal to Tennessee, as you stated. It was kind of like a one-year prove-it deal. And unfortunately, that's when I had my first injury I ever had in all the football. I tore my pec. So it was kind of crazy. I went to Tennessee thinking I was going to go out there and have a great year and set myself up for a nice, contract and maybe be able to be in Tennessee for maybe the rest of my career and end up getting hurt. I think it was a blessing in disguise too, because I was able to really focus in on my passion, which is broadcasting. And my broadcasting really took off from that year. So after the Tennessee year, I went to the New York Jets, which that's a team I'm synonymous with. That's, I bleed green. I was there for almost 4 years. Mm-hmm. And my broadcasting really took off. I ended up getting a really close-knit family, the SNY family, and I was on a daily show every Tuesday, Jets Game Plan with them. And my broadcasting took off, and my football career really took off again. It was kind of like being reborn, because once you're coming off an injury in football, it's like you have to start all over. And I had to really, start from square one and, build my name back up and build that equity up. But I wouldn't trade it for the world, because I think it really, helped mold me into the man I am today. And it really showed how perseverance and hard work, anything is possible. Because, a lot of people have wrote me off after I tore my pec. A lot of people thought I was finished after my fifth year. But I was able to play in Jacksonville for almost 4 years, and was able to play for a great coach, Rex Ryan, who's still my guy, you know, reach out to him every once in a while, and he's still my favorite coach of all time to play for. And he's so much of my, one of my favorite coaches to play for. In fact, that after my last free agency year in New York, I went to Buffalo with him and played 1 year with him there. And we did some good things up there. And then I finished my career last year in San Francisco for my 10th year, which was another great organization. And I can't thank them enough. It was a great city, a historic city, a city with multiple championships. Mm-hmm. So to be able to finish my career there was a blessing.
And I found an interesting piece online where you ranked the worst pronunciations of your name. Could you take us through?
Oh, my God. I can take you through that. All right. Let me tell you the actual pronunciation of my name. It's Lige Dusable. Mm-hmm. And if you guys would hear some of the things I've heard, I'll give you a few examples. I've heard Leaguer, Lagar, Ledger, Leaguer. I've heard everything. And I'm like, no, it's Lige Dusable. And it's funny because my last name is a lot longer, but it's easier to pronounce. So everybody always gets that right. But my first name, it just gets butchered.
Well, you know, after 10 years in the National Football League, you apparently decided it was trying to really begin to give back through your own foundation.
Yeah, I mean, the foundation is really one of my close-knit passions. It's really near and dear to my heart. And I waited till like my last year playing to actually start it because I wanted to be hands-on with it. You hear so many times that players aren't really hands-on with their foundation. They're just a figurehead. But I didn't want that to be me. I wanted to be hands-on. I wanted to be able to interact with the kids. And I really wanted to give back to the community that gave so much to me growing up in Tampa. They say it takes a village, and it really took a village to raise me. So I want to be able to give back to the kids and let them know I was in your same position. And whether you want to be a football player or a doctor or a lawyer or anything, you can make it out of Tampa. Not that Tampa's a bad city or anything, but there's so much more that you can strive for, and there's so much more that you can do. Even if you do love sports, there's more out there in life than just sports. Mm-hmm. And I really want to drive that point across when talking to the youth. So I really started my foundation to give back to the youth of Tampa to make sure that they have a better chance for a better future. And we do that by giving away scholarships. We have an event coming up March 29th. It's our scholarship kickoff event. It will be held at the Museum of Photography downtown Tampa. And at this event, we'll have a silent auction. There'll be sports memorabilia and things that you can bid on. There will also be some of my NFL friends will be there. Jason Pierre-Paul, Carlos Dunlap, to name a few, will be there. There'll be, you know, food, and also it'll be open bar. So it'll also be a lot of entertainment there. So it'll be a great time. If you guys would definitely go to the website, www.ligedusablefoundation.org. All the information's on there and how to purchase tickets for that. And we're raising money. That way we can give away more scholarships. We're giving away 2 scholarships at the event alone, and we plan to give away at least 5 more by the end of the year. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what, you know, my foundation's about. Also, on the 30th, March 30th, I'll be having my free youth camp, and me and some of my NFL friends will be coming out to Alondo High School. Registration starts at 9 a.m. You can go to the website also to register. It's easy. It takes like 2 seconds to register and fill out the waiver form. If you come out, you'll be coached by some of the best in the NFL. And I think it's great for kids that, you know, love sports and kids that aren't into really sports like that, because we don't just talk about football. We just talk about everyday life. And like I said, you get to interact with some of the players, and you'll see that we're just like you guys. You know, we were in those same shoes that you got, that the kids were in, you know, 10 to 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think it's amazing for us to really come out and interact with the kids. That was one of the points I really wanted to drive home.
Right. Well, you have a way to sum it up, and that's called pressing forward.
No question.
What does that mean?
Pressing forward is our mantra, and it means through any obstacle in life and anything that you may be going through, you have to knuckle down and press forward. And that, for some reason, that term really resonated with me. Maybe it's because of the career I've been through and all the, you know, the adversity and things that I've been through in life, that no matter what, you have to press forward and keep fighting through obstacles and adversity to get to your goal. And that's really what our mantra is pressing forward. And like I said, this camp is not just about football. It's just about everyday life. And like I said, you'll learn life lessons if you come out to this camp. And it's amazing. This is our second year doing it, and the kids had an amazing time last year.
Wow. Well, Lige Dusable, Congratulations on all you've accomplished. Good luck with the foundation and the fundraiser coming up on the 29th at the Florida Museum of Photographic Arts. That's at 400 North Ashley Drive over in Tampa. It should be a wonderful evening, the foundation kickoff fundraiser event. And again, the website, sir, is
www.leger, which is L-E-G-E-R, Douzable, D-O-U-Z-A-B-L-E, foundation.org.
Excellent, sir. Thank you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
National Football League veteran Leger Douzable in the spotlight on RadioSaintPete.com.